Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I know you guys cannot wait to come on the show today. The Global Vision for Living Today show. I am just so overwhelmed that those that put their hand and their heart and their faith in God is still alive to raise their hand and say, here I am, send me. And we could look out over the terrain of the world and see that, yes, yes, indeed, someone needs to say yes to the way and yes to the Lord and everything that he has to say. Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you again for tuning in to our topic, to hear about our topic, who will go to heaven when they die? What does the Bible say? We're going to use the Bible today. We've been using it, but I want to really, along with Colonel Harrison, call out the scriptures for what they are. In the background, we have playing Bless the Lord, Oh My Soul. You probably can't really hear it as loud as you want, but I think, oh, my God, everybody needs that. Hey, ask God, can we be blessed? Hallelujah. Don't stand begging like he owed you anything. But who will go to heaven when they die? Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Dr. Capitina. Good morning to you and the listening audience. It's good to,
on
the air again.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Doing well. Good to be on the line again and the show for another session. Amen. All is well.
Amen. I hope you guys can hear Colonel Harrison on his end. I checked my phone to make sure everything is loud and everything is clear. Who will go to heaven? I know many of you, if not all of you, have said, you know, I got to check out of here sooner than later. Later than soon, but I don't know what's going to happen to me after I close my eyes and my mouth for the last time. I don't know on what timbre I'm going to be on. I don't know. According to some, they say they're going to heaven. Are they going to hell? I don't know. But who will go to heaven when they die? I know, Colonel Harrison, you are a minister. You've been a minister for such a long time. And I know you have got to have stood and preached on a place called heaven. Many ministers, and I'm not putting you on the spot, have used that. Oh, come on in, learn about God, hear what God got to say. And I hope they don't know. I hope I go to heaven after I hear that. Now, a lot of these people that are talking like that, you ask them, well, oh, that sounds nice. What are you going to do when you get there? Uh-oh. Many ministers, I mean those that have been in the pulpits for 1,000 BCE years, I don't know if that's such a thing, they can't tell you that. Be wary of anybody that claim they are overseeing your soul that say that I don't know. You better start running. I wish I had time to talk about Bishop Mims, my father, what he said about that. But we got a minister on the line, and I know some of you are. When you ask someone, oh, you going to heaven? You want to go to heaven? You've been told you're going to heaven? Just ask them. When you get there, what are you going to do? But number one is really, well, how do you know you're going there? How do you know? Tell me, how do you know you're going to heaven? And just see the crazy answers that you get from people that's been sitting around in some of these churches all their life. Oh, I was born into it. Oh, I started when I was 2 years old. Oh, I was going with grandma. Yeah. But just ask them these three questions. How do you know you're going? Number two, if you are going, what are you supposed to be doing? And then the last one, number three, did God tell you that? I don't want to hear anything about what your minister said, mama said, daddy said. Oh, well, I thought I read that. Let's get down to business, because my daddy used to say, be careful where you spend eternity. So we have Colonel Harrison, as you know, is a minister here. We have some of you. You can just chime in. I'm going to leave the doors of our portal open if you want to jump in there. I know many of you won't, because you can't answer that. And you got to be careful about listening to those. Oh, they can answer this. They can say that. They can answer it over there. But if they tell you, you are going to heaven when you die. Big crook, cocaine seller, fentanyl user, wife beater, police killer. But they're going to tell you, just come on in and have a seat. All you got to do is, and you're going to heaven. Hey, y'all out there, I know the world is crazy, but all y'all that's listening in, don't play that game. We're going to have Colonel Harrison start us off because, like I said, he is a minister and a minister of truth. I've known him for a little over a decade, and I don't waste my time coming on this show with some hogwash. If you've been told you're going to heaven, well, we're going to hear now from Colonel Harrison and get his a take on it. You don't have to agree with him. We're not asking you to agree. But we're going to get Colonel Harrison's take on this, because I'm sure he don't have to tell four or five people that they're going to heaven for them to sit up in his church every week. Isn't that ugly? Isn't that ugly? And I was going to say, now, you know, black folk like to talk. If any has already gone to heaven, I would like to hear from one over the last millions of years that people have been living and dying. What you got to say? You go to church and the man at the hour seven talk about a testimony hour. Come on and testify. Ain't nobody that I've known of has stood up in there, and I don't want to hear from none of the others. And so, yeah, well, hey, y'all, you know, I'm loving all y'all. I've been in heaven since I died in 2000, and this is what has happened. We got to stop making Jehovah God look like a fool. We got to stop playing a game. Grandma ain't came back and told you nothing. Your dead wife ain't came back and told you nothing. Your dearly beloved teenage child ain't came back and told you nothing. Let's get this thing real, because black people is full of this. Bad teaching. Bad teaching. World messed up like it is. Colonel Harrison, who is going to heaven when they die? Now, I'm going to listen closely in. And I know some of the others are. Hi, Colonel. Love you dearly. What does the Bible say about those going to heaven when they die?
Thank you, Dr. Cuttino. I'll begin with establishing the fact, just one scripture, and then I'll move to the other scriptures, specifically answer your question. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the very first book of the Christian Bible, says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So that established the fact there is a heaven the same as there is an earth. And as we go to the gospel according to Matthew in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 says, blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So God sent those that are downtrodden, those that are down and out, those that are poor, those that are homeless, people can't help themselves, widows, people that are forgotten, brothers and sisters, people that we overlook. God has compassion through his son Jesus Christ for the poor. So there you are, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. I mentioned that, and then I mentioned Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Wait. We need a yes and a no answer on this. This is very critical. This is very critical. I heard that scripture, but the Bible has thousands of scriptures in it. We got 66 books, so we're not going to cherry pick all one and then close the door. That's it. That scripture, and I think I heard you right, when you said, for they will see his face. And what did you say about your scripture, Matthew? We're not going no further till we get this thing straight, because the topic is who will go to heaven. I know when a person go on their job, they got their name somewhere that says they belong in this building and they work on the third floor. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you go to the hospital, they got your name somewhere. They got a band around your wrist. You go to this floor and to this room. When you go into a county building, you've got to sign in. You got to put your name somewhere. Most of the time, hallelujah, praise God, they already know you coming. So we want to, and I see the hands now. Somebody is saying, make it plain, make it plain. Are we picking out one scripture to say that man is going in to heaven? I think we might want to do Revelation 21. I think we might want to do all of Corinthians, because those people worship the goddess of Athena. And Paul had to go in there and clean house on this very same subject. What happens after death? And let's not even mention that the so-called mighty Ephesians, all these places where Paul had to run into. These people were idol worshipers. And any chance they thought they was going to get, they was not going to die and just die. Look at the Egyptians. They mummified their great ones. They figured they was going to step into the afterlife. Have you heard from any of these so-called mummified kings? Have they raised and said, oh, yeah, I'm in heaven? All of that jewelry that they did. I ain't heard from none of them. So we got to first establish number one. Well, who's going? And then what are they going to do? I sure wish I could get into a church tomorrow and preach this, but I really can't. Most of them are dead in them anyway. Ain't done nothing, ain't doing nothing. And go sit and say, yeah, I'm going to heaven when I die. Colonel Harrison, let's back this train up. Let's make it plain. When a person dies, all of whatever they had of remembrance, that is in God's hands. And I know his son said that he is the resurrection and the life. He is the way and the truth. I mean, oh, my God, did Jesus say that to the masses of people? The man came back for the Jews. You already know Israel, and you see what's going on even now. So let's not fool anybody that when they die, they're going to heaven. Do anything you want to on earth, but you going to heaven. Give us another scripture that shows what is going to happen to the earth. Because Revelation 21 says that he's coming in. He's coming to town with a new heaven and a new earth. We already know from 18, 19, and 20 what's going to happen to all those following Satan, all those doing the works of Satan. What did the man say? What did the God say? They're going into an everlasting abyss. So we need to get that straight. But if God is calling everybody that ever lived to go to heaven, please inform us on what they're supposed to do. I don't want to put you on the spot, but we got to stop fooling people thinking that God said, when you die, you come in here. I believe his son said that it's going to be a resurrection of the dead, and they're coming back to beautify the planet, because God's original plan, it has not changed. So we don't want to, especially the black race. Oh, yeah. I'm going to heaven. Is there any, I'm going to skip over that for a second. If that is the case, We need to know that scripture you just read. Who were those people? Who were they talking to? And what prerequisites? What did Paul say? Paul wasn't even on the scene to be a part of them when that book was written. Paul did not want that. Paul is the oasis of the resurrection and the life. Those 16 books that the man wrote, hallelujah, oh my God. So let's get this thing straight. Who is going to heaven? Let's just stop right there. The Bible talks about that. Who is supposed to go to heaven? I believe, and you're a pastor, those that have walked with him while he was here. He told them, I'm going to prepare a place. He wasn't talking to the 5,000 that he fed. Let's get this thing straight. That's why the church is empty now. Let's get this thing straight. That's why the world is in the shape it's in now. They've been going around telling falsehoods. And then if you know of anybody that has been resurrected, that can step, put on a robe of flesh and come say, oh, yeah, I sat there. I seen 2,000 thrones. I saw Jesus. His crown was crooked. Hey, come on. Black folk, nigger, whatever you want to call yourself, we're good at this. Your churches are empty because you done taught a phony, false doctrine. Who is going to heaven, Colonel Harrison? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but who does the Bible say is going to heaven? Get this thing straight.
Jesus says in Matthew Gospel chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those who are pure in heart, those who believe in...
Okay, you already read that. I want to have, not now, we're going to define what he meant when he said the pure in heart, blessed. And was he talking from a spiritual point or was he talking to flesh and blood? Because the ones, let's break it down on this. Whoever he was talking to, they dead and gone. I haven't heard any of them get up and say, oh, yeah, I'm sitting here. The great resurrection hasn't even occurred because that, according to scripture, says after the great tribulation. Y'all know about the tribulation? I know there's some songs written, but we want to know who, what group, what sect they fighting now per se just on that basis alone. So who, the topic says, who will go to heaven? So, Colonel, break that down. Who is supposed to go to heaven? And is there anyone already there? We can talk about a twinkling in an eye group. Let's get it straight. These people is going crazy on this dashboard. They want to know who will go to heaven.
The initial promise of Jesus was to his original 12 disciples, that he promised them that he was going to prepare a place for them. He promised them a place in heaven. After that, John 3:16 promises that anyone who accepts God's Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, they will inherit the kingdom of God, which is heaven. And so there are people who have misconceptions about whether Jesus was the Son of God, whether he was a prophet, but you have to accept God's Son as the one personal Lord and Savior to be eligible to go to heaven. That's the first criteria, whether you're Jew, whether you're Gentile, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Episcopalian, whether you're Baptist, AME, CME, whatever denomination you may be, that the one criteria that is prominent, that there is no other name in earth by which one can be saved other than the name of Jesus. So the first criteria is that people have to accept God's Son, Jesus Christ, as the personal Lord and Savior to be eligible to go to heaven, to be eligible. And so the Bible teaches that, and it's in numerous scriptures. Once one does that, it puts them in the position the same as the original 12 disciples, who later became the 12 apostles in the book of Acts, where they have an entitlement of heaven, which a place they call eternal an eternal place, an eternal life. But one has to first acknowledge God's Son, accept God's Son as the personal Lord and Savior. Those are the ones that Jesus is making reference to, the pure at heart. I can't be pure at heart if I accept something else other than believing that God's Son, Jesus, is the one who is the passport for me to have to be eligible to go to heaven.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
I'm calling
back. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. Okay, I think I heard what you said, and we're at 8:20 now, so I don't have time to refute that. But if anyone outside of those 12 minus the one that is not already sitting there, we got a problem with that. And that's why many of the ministers will say, oh, yeah, you got a chance. There is no chance. His Son said there's going to be a resurrection of those that have died, coming back to earth to be educated about the earth and how God placed the original pair here and what they must do now. Remember, Revelation talks about Satan, the devil, be put away for 1,000 years. That's going to be the educational one. That's going to be the earth becoming beautified again. What's supposed to happen to the earth, all y'all, talking about you all going to heaven? It's just going to be a bright blue globe orbiting around the sun. Get real. God purposed the earth for a purpose. It was created for man to inhabit that. So if y'all done heard something else, I advise you to get to your Bible. And then, like my daddy used to say, he said, I'll believe whatever y'all say if I have one to come back and tell me they in heaven and what they doing. Again, some of these ministers can't tell you what you're going to do up there. Oh, yeah, you're going. What you going to do? Ask them the next time, well, what am I supposed to do? I just heard Colonel talk about a criteria. The criteria is that you must believe in the one who Jehovah God, Psalm 82:18, sent forth. That's the criteria for flesh and blood right now, 70 or 80, with special mighty. That's all you got, 70 years to breathe. And all of a sudden, you're going to die. And you're going to end up in heaven. Ask your pastor, what am I supposed to do when I get to heaven? You know, the scripture says God does nothing unless he tells, alerts, and he let his people know. He doesn't do that. Even the book of Isaiah talks about a cleansing of the earth and a new beginning on the earth. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, what did Daniel see? All these kingdoms that we see now, rusting and fighting, they're going to be done away with. That's why Revelation, take your pastor to Revelation. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Okay, see if he can explain what's supposed to happen in that new heaven and that new earth. God did not purpose the earth for nothing. He purposed it to be inhabited. Now, will you qualify to inhabit that? Ask the pastor, what must I do to inhabit the earth? Nicodemus asked, what must I do to be saved? Saved for what? That's next week. What are we supposed to be saved for? To walk around in heaven? You ain't going to do no walking because ain't going to be no legs for you to walk on, even if you were going. Them apostles is now the governing rule with Jesus Christ because he said it. He said, even hanging there, he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. Somebody get it straight. That's why most of them is empty. They've been lying to the people from their grandmother, grandfather on with that. And I heard one preacher tell me, oh, I'm a traditional preacher. Y'all need to stop. That's why the world is in turmoil. And when you stop, get a bag with a Bible in it and hit the streets. Oh, I heard some things. And, oh, my God. People that know the word is saying, we're responsible. You're so big and bad. Some of you going over there to Gaza. talking. Join forces with Hamas. Start talking. I don't know one that would say, you know what? I know I'm your husband, but I'm getting ready to get out of here. I'm going over there. You got some going. You got a group of women. They call them the soldiers of the cross or something. They piling up going. All y'all teaching false doctrine. You need to stop. Who will go to heaven when they die? You better check the scriptures out on that. Revelation 21. Read that. John 3:16. He's the only one been resurrected back off the earth. His Father called him back. He said on the cross, it is finished. Some of you guys need to say, it is finished. I'm sick and tired of listening to your mess. Read your Bible. If you want a Bible course, we will be going through it starting in January. Every month, a book. Every month, a new book. Every week, a new book. Now, it's going to be an hour a week for you guys that don't know it. And you better learn fast because some of these so-called anti-God groups is talking about they done found some new scrolls and they're rewriting the Bible. You don't know what's in the one you got. You're going to be lost in the one that they got. You better stop. This is why the global vision for living today is not a joke. Look around. All the churches around here, the LGBT got them. And they turned them down for housing. They got, hey. All y'all walking around with it, get it together. The people are gone. And you know what? They got something going on now with the Muslims, the black Muslims. We better stop. If you're going to go to Mara and teach any false doctrine, first ask yourself, are you supposed to go to heaven? What does the Bible say? And most of all you laymen, just ask them, what am I supposed to do when I get there? And see what they say. Tell them, point to your Bible. What am I supposed to do when I get to heaven? The old folks, you're going to walk around heaven all day. No, you're not going to walk around nowhere all day. Read your Bible. Colonel Harrison, is there anything else we could tell individuals that think they can live a life of sin and shame, and when they die, they're going to heaven, I guess, eat a pork chop or something? I don't even know, because the Bible has not said that. Ain't going to be none of that up there. And if you really ask people if they want to go to heaven nowadays, they're going to tell you, oh, no, that's all right. I'm a pass. You got the jaw awaiting in the grave for resurrection. You're going to come back and beautify it because these people get ready to tear this globe up with nuclear energy, Russia, Germany, U.S., and not to mention Iran. Look at what's going on. And you better start talking fast because what you see over there, it's going to end up here. It's just a matter of time. It's just China done bought everything up, all the farmland. You got some of them other countries done bought up everything, and you got traders here in America helping them do it. He ain't going to be praying. So don't worry about going to heaven. You better be worrying about how you're going to stay alive over the next 5 years or so, if it's going to be that. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. You got questions? Colonel Harrison, he's giving you his information. I've given you mine. Tune in again next week. We're going to finish this out. Who's going to heaven? You know what? We're going to do a part two on this, and we're going to come at it the way God will put. We're not going to lie on God. He ain't called you up there. Don't tell nobody he done called you up there. Yeah. And I got somebody here telling me, oh, yeah, which Bible are you talking about? I guess you all know it's over 200-something translations. You better get your act together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Have a great weekend.